This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
It's Freestyle Friday, and I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
It's also Friday the 13th, and I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for March 13th, episode 1124, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, horse world.
I can't take it anymore.
Thank God it's Friday.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
We work all week so that we can eat and own a little piece of God's ground. Pushing papers and pens, red tape never ends. The stress can turn a smile into a frown. I need some horsing around.
All right, everybody, it is Friday, and it is Jamie's opportunity to apologize and then thank me. So go ahead.
Why? Why am I apologizing to you, first of all, and why am I thanking you, second of all? Because that none of those things sound like me.
You're apologizing to me because you yesterday said you hated me. And then you're thanking me because you've always wanted to go viral, and now you have. And it's all thanks to me. Yeah, I was the one that helped you get your viral Mustang. I am the one that has helped your singing career go to all new heights. You'll be getting a call from an agent in Nashville anytime, I can just tell.
I'm sure. I'm sure. Yeah, thanks. You know what I really wanted to go viral for was something tremendously embarrassing. That's what I wanted to do. So thanks for that. My 15 minutes of being viral is embarrassing. I thought it would be something like I saved a child from a burning building or something really cool.
No.
Or I won Rolex and oh, it's amazing.
No.
And no. No.
It's all because... It's your sheath cleaning prowess that has made you go viral. And I have to say that what happened was, in case somebody missed it, I don't know how they would have, it's been all over, shared about 500 times on Facebook yesterday, is on the show on Monday, I played for Leslie the sheath cleaning song that Jamie did for us 45 years ago here on the show. Long time ago, she sang a sheath cleaning song that was very funny, and Leslie liked it and said, send it to me. Yeah.
Can I interject here? I sang this right after you hired me. And I don't even remember doing it, but I remember going, well, it's my new boss. He's asking me to do something. I'm sure nothing will come of it. You know, just something for the show. I didn't realize that 5 freaking years later, it'd be like published on a website. It'd be so embarrassing.
So anyway, I sent it off to Leslie at Horse Nation, who yesterday put it out as a blog post on Horse Nation. Now 5,400 new people have heard you singing the sheath cleaning song. Leslie did a great post. She did a good job with the post. But yeah, it's been shared over 500 times between our page and Leslie's page. So a lot of people have seen this now and are enjoying it at this very minute. I'm certain the sheath cleaning song. And in case you've missed it.
How's it hanging? So much cleaner. Aren't you glad I washed your wiener? I admit it's kind of creepy that I had to stick my arm up in your pee-pee. It was sticky. It was gunky. It felt icky. It smelled funky. It was crusty, it was cruddy. When you stuck it out, it creaked like it was rusty. After half an hour of toiling and of squirting, baby oiling, you're as fresh there as a daisy. Either this means I love you or else I'm crazy.
And I have
laughing in the background.
I don't know. thought it was, I have more good news for you, is now, because of this, people have been, you've made people's days yesterday. I was reading some of the comments, the thousands of comments on all these different shares, and people were, you made their days. There were a couple of people that said, oh, I so needed that today. I didn't realize that there are people that have sheath cleaning parties, because a couple of the women said, oh, we'll have to sing this during our sheath cleaning party. So apparently it's their party thing now. And so you just made people so happy yesterday, so much so that somebody has now submitted the Mayor song about cleaning the titties. And there is a second sheath cleaning song to a different tune that somebody is sending to me. So you can do two new versions. Just thought I'd let you know.
It's made it to cover song status.
Oh, my God. Wow, I'm being covered. Okay, that's pretty cool.
Showing the cover of a sheath cleaning song.
Where did we get that? We didn't write that. We had to have stolen it from somebody, because I didn't doubt we wrote it.
You know what they say, Glenn? If you're stealing from me, you're stealing twice. So I don't know where we got it. I have no idea, but we're going to get it sued by somebody for stealing their song.
Well, if it
God,
was yours,
there's a billion
we apologize.
Shares on this thing. Oh, God. People are tagging other people in it. And oh, this is so embarrassing. It's appropriate, really, to be embarrassed by this, considering my Mustang, if you want a quick update, had his pee-pee cleaned, not by me, but by the veterinarian, because I wasn't getting close to that.
Well, and I assume he was very tranquilized at the time, because he had his teeth done, too, right?
So I think usually they give, like, you know, a dose of Dormosedan, which is super expensive. A normal horse would get like 0.4 milligrams. She used 0.9 milligrams on him. So he got over twice the normal dose of a regular horse. And I'll tell you what, he was freaking perfect. You know, I remember when we have floated Mustangs over the teeth before.
You had the problem with my horse.
It was awesome. She actually said that wasn't even as much. She said she was giving him a lot because, you know, not only is he a Mustang, he's really big. So she gave him that dose, and it was actually perfect. I mean, he didn't move. He didn't fall over, so it worked out pretty well. And then she pulled a bean out of him that was like the size of, there was like three golf balls in there. Poor guy. Oh, my God. She's like, this is why he's pissed off all the time. Here it is. I didn't take a picture
of
that.
Did you sing the song while you were doing it? Did you?
You know what? This is Wednesday, so I didn't go viral and get famous until, you know, Thursday. So I really, I don't know. I didn't really.
You even hit the equine. What is it? There's an association for the equine assistants. What are they called? Help me out here. Used to be one.
I don't know.
Well, you worked at
veterinary technician.
Oh, you hit the association Facebook page for the vet techs, and they all loved it. So,
oh God, I think I was still a vet tech when I sang that too. So that's why it was perfectly appropriate. Oh, I'm reading all these shares. This is so embarrassing. All the people that are like, this is so funny, this is great, you'll be singing this over and over. And that's true, because that song will get stuck in your head even if you don't know the words.
I'll play it again before the day's over so people can get it stuck in their head good and proper today. But first we have to find out from Jennifer what is coming up on today's show, now that it's half over.
Now that the show is half over, on today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday, second half of the edition, following one last look at the headlines and a top 10 crappy list for the week, we'll have a little fun with you, our faithful listeners. Boarding with a first-class ticket in hand, we have Brianne Long. And then strolling up the jet bridge with an over-the-legal-limit carry-on bag, Happy Barbie has a book review. And then last in line, taking a seat in the back of the airplane between a man sneezing into the sleeve of his wrinkled suit and a groggy college student who is taking a stand against the personal care industry, it's equitymfg.com. Really bad ads.
Thank you, Jennifer. All right, I have a first for a Daily Winnie today. My Daily Whinny, this is the first time this has ever happened in 1,124 shows. I can honestly say I don't think we've ever had the FEI get a Daily Whinny. But the FEI gets my Daily Whinny today because they yesterday suspended the United Arab Emirates, the UAE, has been suspended by the FEI indefinitely over horse welfare and rule infringements in endurance events. So what that means is that the FEI or that the any of the riders from the UAE cannot compete in international events that are sanctioned by the FEI. They can't compete in their own country's events sanctioned by the or that would be FEI events. And that the other thing, too, is they did say that the FEI or that any competitors out of those countries could compete in FEI events as long as they're not endurance as individuals not representing their country. So, but not in endurance, none of them are allowed to compete. And, of course, we've been covering this story. There's been major problems, horses dying in the horse welfare situation. A reporter in England reported on what looked like some cheating in the scoring of a couple events that were held there. And this new guy who's in charge of the FEI, Ingmar DeVos, just is not taking any crap anymore. And, you know, we always knew why they wouldn't crack down on the UAE before. And now with him in there, he can't ignore it anymore. It was a unanimous vote by the UAE Federation. And what did happen is there were many countries that were saying they would not participate in any of endurance events from now on, as long as the UAE were involved. It just was starting to get nasty between the countries too. And now it looks like they might not even be able to compete in the Summer Olympics in Brazil next year in endurance or any other sport.
Wow.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah. Yep. I honestly didn't think they would sacrifice the money to do this, but it looks like they have.
Yeah.
I don't need to explain that, do I? I don't think so.
No.
Yeah. Were you surprised? It was the big news yesterday. It hit all the horse websites yesterday.
You know, I didn't see it, but when I was surprised is when you said that they're getting your Daily Whinny, FEI. So I knew I should tune in.
Yeah, well, there you go. So they finally grew some and did something about it. They got their sheets cleaned.
They got their pee-pee washed, and now they're ready. You know, I can't even call my mama and tell her I went viral. I mean, like, I've wanted to go viral for so long, and it's not like I can post this on my Facebook page with my non-horsey friends and go, hey, guys, I went viral. I'm singing a song about washing a horse's wiener. Like, that's not okay. Anyway, my Daily Whinny, goes out to
Mom.
Our friend. Mom, aren't you so proud? Yay. Debbie Louts and Monty Roberts. I'm so excited about this. Monty is coming to Arizona tomorrow, and Debbie is coming with him. And so I'm going to make the hour and a half drive nothing compared to, you know, they're traveling quite a ways to get here. So I'm going to see Monty tomorrow. I'm so excited. I get to meet him, and I get to hang out with Debbie. And she's so kind. She invited the family and sent me an email inviting the whole family. And what's funny is that this thing doesn't end until midnight. Monty must be like a total night owl because it doesn't even really start till 7:30.
I don't think he sleeps. I just don't think he sleeps. I think he just stays up all the time. Here he goes to bed.
I can't imagine that he sleeps. I mean, my gosh, he's going to be working. Let's see. The flyer says that he'll be working with problem horses or unstarted horses not known to him. That buck, rear, kick, or head shy, hard to catch, won't stand a mom, have been single line lunge, fear clippers, difficult to load, or just need help. Like, that dude is, he's 79 years old, right? I mean, like, he's Superman.
Yeah.
Am I right in assuming that?
Yeah, you're right. And he's leaving immediately after that next week for Germany, England, and he's making the rounds. He's going to be over there for a couple months in Europe doing doing all kinds of clinics over there. And he is 79. He vowed, he said it on the show, on Horsemanship Radio. Debbie hosts that show here on the network, and he was on with us 2 months ago. And he said, you know, I made a vow that when I turned 80, on my 80th birthday, I was going to do 80 push-ups. And apparently he has been practicing and doing his thing, and he's going to accomplish by his 80th birthday over the summer, he's going to do 80 push-ups. So,
and I bet
I
he will.
Do 10 push-ups.
No.
I can't do 10 push-ups.
Well, this thing, you know, the demonstration starts at 7:30 and goes all the way till 10:30. And then at 10:30, there's a Q&A session that goes from 10:30 to 11:15. And then that goes until 11:30, like the closing, whatever, statements or whatever. So we're talking, this thing doesn't end till 11:30. So is it really bad of me? There's an intermission from 9 to 9:30, and I have an hour and a half drive home, and I usually go to bed at 9, 9:30. Is it bad of me to, like, head home after the intermission?
I did the show with Debbie yesterday, and I warned her that you might be cutting out. And she said, well, with an hour and a half drive, I can understand it. So she understands if you cut out a little early. Yeah. She is so excited to meet you, by the way. You think you're excited to meet Monty and Debbie? She is so excited to meet you. She wants to interview you for the show.
I know. So, she told me she wanted to interview me. I'm like, I'm going to interview you. What are you talking about? Like, they're, you know, they're amazing. I'm so excited to be there and to meet them. So if you guys want tickets,
viral.
We're going to. I know. I did go viral. I am pretty famous. So, dude.
And she has heard it, by the way.
Well, oh, God. I'm like, if you're listening right now and you ask me to sing that song for you, I will walk out. I will walk out. No, I'm just kidding. I'll probably sing it from the back of a horse that Monty's working, you know, just to be able to get there. So,
Monday.
Hey, Glenn, you're breaking up. Jennifer, do you hear him breaking up? Yeah. I guess he's going to call back. Call back.
Glenn needs to call.
So,
goodbye, Glenn.
Yeah. Bye, Glenn. No, it's just us. So for real, I'm super excited. But no, you can, if you want tickets, you can go to arizonaequestrianconnection.com, or we're going to post the link to the flyer on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page, because I still think you can get there. But oh my gosh, like, he's seriously Superman. I can't even imagine work. I mean, I don't do anything. At 11:30 p.m., I am, like, long in bed. So,
I know. I don't know how he does this. He must have the ability to just snap his fingers and take a nap like Dr. Spock or something.
He's like the Energizer Bunny. He doesn't stop. He has permanently recharged batteries, and he just never. You're going to see when you have a conversation with him, you're going to be tired when you're done. he just doesn't stop. Am I any better? Is this better?
Yeah, much better.
Okay, good. All right, well, we have some news we have to get to here before we have to do our guests and we run out of time. So you want to go first?
Absolutely. There's something going on this weekend, three big things going on in the horse racing world. Untappable is going to make her season debut in the Aziri Stakes, and that happens tomorrow, and it's at Oak Lawn Park. Of course, Untappable Glenn, because I know you can't remember who that is. That's Rosie's horse, who won the Breeders' Cup Fillies, and then Rosie went on to steal the spotlight and tell everybody, instead of what a great horse she has, that she's pregnant and going to quit riding. And so that's what everybody talked about, as opposed to Untappable being ridiculous, and she's absolutely amazing. So she's being ridden by John Velasquez.
That's not too bad.
No,
that's not shabby. Yeah.
And from what I understand, there's only one horse that has any speed that's going to run against her. It's almost like I think there's only five horses in the race, because they heard Untappable was coming and nobody wanted to run against her. She's kind of that good. So I'm excited to see her, how much she wins by, actually. Let's see. And then Tapiter is set for his debut. And Tapiter, of course, finished with a second place to Golden Sense in the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile. He's four this year, so he's making his first comeback. And then American Pharoah is going to be in the Rebel Handicap, and that's at Santa Anita. And American Pharoah was the two-year-old horse of the year last year. So American Pharoah is one of those favorites for the Kentucky Derby, and this is his first of his races this year, and he's been doing like bullet work after bullet work, and he's just absolutely awesome. And that's, of course, Bob Baffert's horse. But you'll see them this weekend, and we'll talk about them on Monday morning. And I'm curious to see what happens with Untappable, Tappature, and American Pharoah.
And then you have another racing story out of Kentucky, I see. I didn't hear about this one.
This is so cool. It makes me want to move back to Kentucky. When I lived in Kentucky, they had horsey license plates, and I bought a car, and I drove when I got there, and I went to the DMV, and I was so excited to get my horsey license plate, and they're like, is this a farm vehicle? And I was like, yes, it's a farm truck. And so they gave me a license plate that just had four numbers on it, and I was so pissed I didn't get a horse license plate. Well, now you can buy an official Seattle Slew license plate. It is gorgeous. It is Seattle Slew, like, kind of running to the right, very beautiful. And it's actually a photograph from the Tony Leonard collection. If you guys don't know who Tony Leonard is, he passed away several years ago. But all of his belongings, his photographs and everything, were in his home, and there was a question of ownership. Well, somebody finally bought the Tony Leonard collection and is starting to release for sale a lot of these amazing, beautiful pieces. And what they are photographs of racehorses. And if you look at I've got a Tony Leonard that I worked very, very hard to find for a long time, and it's the Champions of the Ages, I think, and it's a picture, a headshot of Seattle Slew, Affirmed, and Secretariat, and it's like three, it's called Three for the Ages. It's amazing. So anyway, I've got a huge picture of Seattle Slew in my office here, and I'm a huge Seattle Slew fan, and this is such a cool thing for Kentucky. And all of the money goes to charity, equine charities. So if you buy one of these, the money goes to an equine charity, which is great. The grassroots funding program, which distributes money to over 800 nonprofit equine organizations through Kentucky.
Very good. Well, if I hadn't given my daily winning to the FEI, I would have given it to the North Carolina State Fair, because after getting some pressure last year from their visitors at the North Carolina State Fair, they have elected this year to drop the Big Lick Tennessee Walking Horse classes. So they will not be doing any Tennessee Walking Horse classes at the North Carolina State Fair, which is huge. It's a big fair. And they said that Foch was a big part of that, and we all know Foch, and we've had them on the show here before. And they said Foch is thankful to North Carolina State Fair, recognized the abuse of Big Lick horses by eliminating their classes from the State Fair. We also appreciate the State Fair continuing to provide its venue for sound, flat-shod horses. So if you have a Tennessee Walker, you'll be able to compete in the open classes as long as they're a flat-shod, sound horse. And then also, I did read that Virginia State Fair is doing the same thing. So I think the piling on has begun, and people have been getting their sheets cleaned all over the place thanks to you, Jamie. So, yep, and it's a terrific thing, and good for them. Good for them. You know, we always said the thing that's going to put them out of business is they're going to have no place to go and no money. You know, once the money drops out and there's no place to go to show off their horses, then it's going to go away, and that's exactly what's starting to happen. And then you have some news out of the eventing world.
Well, I was going to say we were in Kentucky, then we headed over to North Carolina, but I'm going to take you back to Kentucky, because I cannot believe this is the first year I'm not going to Rolex in, like, I don't know, 20. And the more I read, the more I'm dying to go. I'm not going because I can't fly the baby across the country and then turn around a month later, it's my dad's 70th birthday. So I have to fly back across the country with a baby, and I'm just not doing that. It sucks. So I skipped out on Rolex this year, and now Zara Phillips is going to be making her Rolex debut. That's right, royalty. British royalty is going to be making its debut. Zara Phillips and High Kingdom have entered the Rolex Kentucky 4-Star this year. Nine British ridden horses have been have been entered. William Fox Pitt has three horses. Francis Whittington has a couple, has I think maybe one or two. And then Nicola Wilson has a couple.
You know what this means, don't you?
What?
They always win. We're never going to win. No American's ever going to win Rolex again.
That's not true. That's not true because our dear friend, Ellen Doty, who was getting married at Rolex last year, that she ended up getting spun before the jog. She didn't get to ride in it. She's qualified, and so she's going this year. Barb Crabo from here in Arizona is going this year. A lot of the California. I think Tammy Smith might be going this year. They're going to have a run for their money. I pull for the underdog, although William Fox Pitt is amazing, and I kind of pull for him too. But he's won it enough. We're taking it back
three
to
times.
America.
He's won it three times. We're going to have Jenny Autry. Leslie is going to be away next week for Monday for the Horse Nation segment. So Jenny Autry from Eventing Nation is going to fill in for her, and she's going to talk about the early entries into Rolex, and she's going to give us kind of a rundown on who's what for Rolex coming up on Monday. So she's going to join us then.
Okay, well, I'll quit talking about it then.
No, I just want to let you know that you'll learn more about it and even be more jealous you can't go this year. So just letting you know. I know, we're kind of the same way because we're going up for Road to the Horse, and then we're trying to plan a trip here later in the year to come out and see you, and because it's, you know, we're long overdue for a trip to Arizona to see you guys and to do the Grand Canyon thing. And then, you know, Jennifer said she really wants to do the donkeys down the Grand Canyon, and I know you're coming along.
No. I wanted to see the donkeys that go in the Grand Canyon. It's different.
Oh, you didn't want to ride down? You didn't
No.
Jamie was so excited about it, too. She really wanted to do that.
Let me tell you something about mules in the Grand Canyon. How do we get on this topic, first of all? But second of all, it's awful. I've done it.
Oh, did you do it?
I've done it. And I'll tell you what, at the end of that ride, I was riding at that point like 6 to 8 horses a day. And I rode freaking mule down to the Grand Canyon, the all-day ride, all the way down and all the way back. And I was right behind the guide. And there was a string of, like, white folk who had never ridden a horse in their entire life. And we get all the way down and we get all the way back up. And I cannot move. I am so sore. I cannot lift my leg to dismount this 13-hand mule that I rode all the way down. And I said to the white folk are just hopping off like, oh, see you later. That was fun. And they're like handing the reins off and then walking back to their car, not even crooked, you know. And I said to the guy, I'm like, why am I so in pain and tired? And these people that never ride are like, fine. And he looked at me and he goes, because you know what can happen. And I was like, what? You told me that at the freaking beginning. He's like, yeah, basically I rode all the way down with my legs. And if you just sit there, apparently it's fine. But it is very treacherous and very scary, and I will never, ever do that again. But if
all right,
you
we'll take
do
a
it,
helicopter to the bottom. How about that? How about we take a helicopter down? We'll do it that
According
way.
To my husband, we don't get in helicopters either.
God, for a brave, adventurous family, you guys are wimpy. Jeez.
I know, right? He's like, those don't glide. If the engine quits, they just fall. Just drop out of the sky.
All right, let's take a break. Hey, I have we got an opportunity the other night, Jamie and I, to do a listener highlight. She works during the day, so we couldn't do it during the day, so we recorded it with one of our listeners by the name of Brianne Long. We love doing these because we love to get to know our listeners a bit, and she's been listening for a long time. So we're going to play the listener highlight for you here from Brianne Long. And then coming up after that, we have Happy Barbie out of New Jersey did a book review for us. She's an auditor of ours, and we're going to hear how that went, too. So we have the second half hour of the show here is listener half hour. But first, we have to hear the second in the series of love stories from Kentucky Performance Products. And we heard from so many people that said they had just about cried. Well, you get to cry again, because here's the new one that they just put out. So this is from Kentucky Performance Products. And then we'll hear a listener highlight.
She swallowed hard as they walked into the start box. She could feel his muscles tense under her leg. 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Have a great ride. She didn't have to ask. He galloped out of the box and across the field toward their first training level course. His ears pricked. Her heart pounded. He attacked each obstacle with confidence, clearing them with room to spare. A huge smile broke out on her face as she crossed through the finish flags. She leaned forward and buried her face in his neck. Their bond of love and trust blocked out all else. This love story is brought to you by Elevate. Research proven to have superior bioavailability, Elevate supplies the essential vitamin E often missing from the equine diet. Its all-natural formula supports healthy muscle and nerve functions. The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Call 859-873-2974 or visit kppusa.com to order today.
Well, Jamie and I are here, and we're going to do a listener highlight with one of our listeners who I think has been listening for a long time. Her name is Brianne Long, and she is from Raleigh, North Carolina. Hi, Brianne.
Hey there.
Well, how long have you been listening to the show?
I think it's been probably 2.5-3 years now. It's been a little while.
No, way too long. That's way too much, Jamie and I, let me tell you.
Well, just keep coming back.
Well, that's good. We like that. Thank you for that. We appreciate it. Well, now tell us a little about yourself. Are you a horse? I know you're into dogs because I see that on your Facebook page. Are you a horse person too?
Yeah, so I grew up with, or and I actually both had horses all through high school, I guess, and then in college I had the chance to catch ride a couple horses. And then when I graduated and have the whole full-time job thing, I realized there was just not enough hours in the day to keep it up, so I got more into dogs, but I'm hoping one day I'll be able to get back into riding more.
I think
those whole job things really screw up a horse
it
life.
Just sucks up all your time.
Totally sucks.
What is your job while you're bringing that up?
I'm a civil engineer, actually.
Really?
So she's smarter than you.
She's smarter than both of us put together. What are you talking about? I'm always amazed at the smart people, doctors, engineers, and everybody. Listen to us. That you know,
their brain needs a break.
It makes design go by a lot quicker when you have something fun to listen to.
I think Jamie's got it right. Your brain needs a break, so you tune us in. That's what it is. Now, you heard, you know, we did a lot of coverage last week. Of course, we were at the Global Pet Expo. By the way, you and the dogs would have absolutely loved that place. It was like a shopper's heaven if you're into dogs.
Yes, I was watching some of your videos. It looked like it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. So tell us about your dog thing.
Well, I have 2 Papillons, and I compete in agility, fly ball, obedience, and now confirmation also, which I never thought I would get into that, but I have recently and kind of actually enjoyed it a little bit.
That's like dressage. Isn't that like dressage for dogs, confirmation?
kind of.
Showmanship.
Yeah, it's just a little bit like watching paint dry. But, it's fun. And my young dog, he really seems to enjoy it, so if he, you know, if he wasn't having fun with it, I wouldn't bother, but he really likes the show, so.
Well, I've heard a lot about fly ball, and I don't know if you know what that is, Glenn, but I thought that would be such a cool job for our old dog Boomer. And isn't it where they hit the ball and it goes out and they go get it or something? Explain the fly ball.
Yeah, so they run down a lane of 4 hurdles. They hit a box, which triggers a ball. They catch the ball, turn around, and run back down over the 4 jumps. And so it's one of the few team sports for dogs. So there's 4 dogs on a team, and they run it like a relay race. You race against another team of 4 dogs.
And how the heck does a Papillon
clean run?
How does a Papillon do that? They're tiny. Do they have little tiny jumps? Like
so the height of the jump is set for the smallest dog on the team. So every team wants at least 1 small dog. And so
and then you want the rest of them huge?
not too big, but big enough to run a lot faster.
Wow.
So the jump is set at 7 inches for his height. And so all the dogs on the team get to jump that pretty low.
You know, I think my greyhound would be very fast at that and would do very well, except for the touching the thing and catching the ball. She would never figure that out. That would.
Yeah.
Do you have to bring the ball back? That's important. Because if you don't have to bring the ball back, I'm good. She can do it.
Yeah, there's actually a lot of whippets in fly ball. They're pretty speedy, and there's some people that are breeding performance whippets now. So,
hey, Jamie, the new puppy.
Fly ball whippet.
The new puppy. You can give him a job. That's what he needs.
Oh, it would be wonderful for that mix.
Oh, my gosh, that'd be great. Okay, what time are we coming over?
It's so much fun. It's really an adrenaline rush. They say obedience is like a dinner party. Agility is like a party with friends, and fly ball is a kegger. It gets pretty crazy in there. If you ever have a tournament or anything nearby, you should go check it out. It's pretty exciting.
I've watched lure coursing before, which is where they chase the make-believe bunny across a field, and it goes all different directions, and it really, really fast. And they have the fast breeds out there doing that, and that is fun to watch, too. Those dogs get so excited. The hounds get so excited to do that.
Yes, it's fun watching them do what they were bred to do.
That's true. Hey, you know, that goes with horses or anything, right? I mean, it's fun watching them do
very
what they're
true.
Yeah, supposed
very
to do.
Very true.
So now, you don't do the, like, Madison Square Garden shows, those kind of shows? Or is that the confirmation?
Well, that is confirmation,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
But my dog, we're not that into it. Performance, the agility and the fly ball is really where my interests are. So we just do some of the more local confirmation shows.
She's a kegger, so she needs to have that she needs to have that stimulation. You don't see them getting real drunk at Madison Square Garden for the Westminster Draw. Or maybe
probably
they do.
Not.
Or maybe they do. I don't know. You never know.
Maybe the owners, probably not the handlers.
Well, now, do you hope to get back into... Why do you listen to the show? Just to keep your horse connection, kind of?
Kind of, yeah. And I just like hearing about, all the latest goings-on. I read Horse Nation pretty often and just like keeping up to date and all that sort of thing.
Do you have a favorite segment on the show? We're always interested in hearing that.
I really like the Wheel of Trivia, which I guess is probably like a year and some months old now.
Yes.
But I really liked that one.
So trivia games. I love playing trivia. And Glenn, he likes to mix things up a little bit. So I think this is a vote for new trivia, Glenn.
I guess we'll have to come up with something new now. We packed. I don't even know where the wheel is. It got packed up. I don't know where it is anymore. That's funny. How about Really Bad Ads? You have to like Really Bad Ads.
Oh, I do like Really Bad Ads.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. If I don't get a chance to listen to any other episode that week, I make sure to get the Friday episode.
I think a lot of people do that.
Yeah.
Judging by our numbers, that seems to be the most popular. And now you get to follow Jamie in her quest with her new Mustang.
Yes, that was so cool. I loved how you just, you heard about it. And you're like, I want a Mustang. I'm going to do this. And you went and got one. That was pretty awesome.
Thanks. I'd always wanted to do it, but I got to give my husband a little credit because I walked out of this office after that show and I was like, hey, so can we talk for a second? He's like, is everything okay? I'm like, yeah. So I think what I want to do is drive to Carson City, Nevada next weekend and go get a Mustang. He was like, what? And eventually I told him enough about it. He's like, well, I guess you've always wanted to do it. You should go. And the fact that I have a husband like that is insane. But are you a single girl? Are you a married girl?
I am a single girl.
All right. So I was told that...
one like yours.
Yeah, I know.
You need to fly in a lot of airplanes. That's where she met him. It's flying in an airplane. So,
well, I was just saying because somebody recently told me that we had a guest that was on our radio show who was when she looked him up, was very attractive. And she didn't even ask, and she was upset that I didn't even ask him if he was single. And I apparently I'm not servicing the single women appropriately on this radio show. So I need to be a little more in touch with my, you know, I was single. I didn't meet him till I was 30 something years old. So I, you know, it took a long time. So I was single for a long time, and I feel like I've forgotten where I came from. And do you feel that's the case? Do I need to sexually harass our guests a little bit more for the sake of our single girls?
Well, I feel like the odds are pretty disproportionate, and I guess that goes for horses and dogs. There's, you know, not a whole lot of men involved, but when you get them, you should definitely harass them and find out
okay.
if they're single.
Maybe we need to start maybe we need to start a dating segment like once a month and have a male and a female on, and they can do their little like portfolio, like online thing, tell us all about themselves, and then we can just wait and see what happens. I'm sure you would get lots of quality emails off of that.
You know, have you seen all the commercials for FarmersOnly.com, Glenn?
I know.
You don't have to be lonely. FarmersOnly.com. Yeah, we need to start our own horse radio network
yes.
only.
That's right.
You know.
Horse lovers only, or that sounds bad. That we can't title it that.
Yeah,
that sounds
don't
wrong.
Don't Google that.
That sounds wrong. Brian, it's been a pleasure having you on. Thank you so much for being a listener and for being
Thank
involved
you.
With the show. We really appreciate it. And good luck with the doggies.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Real quick, give us their names.
Pogo and Beckham.
Pogo and Beckham?
Yep, Pogo like a pogo stick and Beckham like the soccer player.
Yeah, I kind of figured. I kind of figured that's what that one was named after.
I like her already.
Thank you, Brianne. Well, that was Brianne Long, one of our terrific listeners. We really appreciate her listening in for the last 3 years, and we appreciate all of you being here as well. We do love to do those segments and get to know our listeners a little bit more. Well, helping to provide our live coverage of Road to the Horse is Equine Performax at the Jekyll Center, located 30 minutes south of Nashville, Tennessee. If you're anywhere near Tennessee and love horses, then you'll want to pay attention to this. Equine Performax is a specialized equine sports therapy practice that focuses on injury prevention, evaluation, treatment, and rehabilitation of performance enhancement of sport horses of all disciplines. If your horse has been injured, you can accelerate recovery with the affordable rehab alternative at Equine Performax. Equine Performax offers the Hallmark Standing Equine MRI, the ECB Cold Leg Spa, the Pegasus Laser, the AquaPacer, the Solarium Equipulse Vibe Plate, Therapeutic Ultrasound, and so much more. They've got it all there. And they offer a guarantee like none other. If they can't figure out what the diagnosis is, you don't pay a fee. So that's if they can't find the source of your horse's lower limb lameness, you don't pay a fee. It's called No Diagnosis, No Fee Guarantee. That's Equine Performax at the Jekyll Center, located 30 minutes south on Nashville, Tennessee. The website is equineperformax.com. That's equineperformax.com. And now coming up next is another listener of ours. She's also an auditor. Her name is Happy Barbie. You've heard her here on the show before, out of New Jersey, and she did a book review for us. So Helene and I had a chance to catch up with her yesterday from the Stable Scoop Show. Let's take a listen to that. Well, hi, Happy Barbie. How are you?
I'm up here in sunny New Jersey. Yay!
Good for you. Is the snow melted?
No. I have seen a blade of grass, though. I did see a blade of grass. I took a picture of it.
Well, Helena, you got one up on Helena. She hasn't found grass yet.
So. No, just a small patch somewhere.
Over the septic.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't want to say it, but you got it. Thank you.
Everybody has it.
That's so funny.
Well, Barbie is an auditor of ours, and as everybody knows, our auditors get a special privilege of getting the books that we get in for review and actually reviewing them for us. And Barbie got The Art of Liberty Training, Attain New Levels of Leadership, Unity, Feel, Engagement, and Purpose by Jonathan Field, who is one of our favorite guests we've ever had on the show. so I was really interested to see how you made out with this book. And you took it one step further and actually tried some of the stuff on Liberty Training, right?
Oh, yeah. It was fabulous. Well, the reason why I begged to be chosen for this book is because of the Kim Baker show. I had her speak to my horses.
Yep.
And what was I got him as a baby, and I always refer to him as Lord Gaston. Well, just a tip, guys, don't do that, because now he feels he is Lord Gaston. So he says he doesn't see the point of riding. He doesn't get it. It doesn't hurt him. It's not painful. He just doesn't get it. You know? So I said, Glenn, please pick me for the book. I want to see if we could do something. So it was awesome. Thank you for the pick. It was awesome. Kim is great, and the book was fantastic.
Well, tell us what you accomplished with the book.
Well, basically, it's great because I don't think I've ever read a horse book where the person says, have fun. You know, usually it's do this.
Yeah.
You know, he says, like, in so many pages, he says, have fun, be there, be with your horse, be present with your horse. In all the pictures, he's smiling, he's having fun. It's great because he has about 6 or 7 horses of his own that he uses in the photos of the book. And there's little bios on the horses. You see his children in the book. It's just a whole different side of horses where you just, I guess it's a Liberty side as opposed to a training side. And although Liberty is a form of training, it's just, it's not light the way you think of it. It's connection and communication and being present, he speaks about.
With your horse, did you come away feeling that you accomplished something?
Definitely, yeah. It was fantastic. I like spending time with them anyway, but it took away the whole agenda. You know how, like, you say, okay, you read the book and you're supposed to do this, and you watch the video. It just took all that away, and it was okay if the horse just wanted to spend time with you. It was okay. Like, I just felt okay. Like, it was, anything was okay. And, yeah, and then as soon as you let that agenda go, it's almost like then you can't get rid of them. You know? They were like, once I started, you know, it wasn't a big deal if he didn't move his butt or he didn't move his butt. He's like, oh, you want me to move my butt? Oh, so I can do that. I want to do this too?
Interesting thing that once you stop expecting them to do something, they suddenly do whatever you want them to do. Or the thing that you wanted them to do in the first place.
Often we say, okay, you know, you're going to pick the kids up at 4:30, and then you have, you know, 15 minutes, you're going to brush, and, you know, and then so the horse feels that. And same as if you were with another human, you would feel that agenda too, you know. And as soon as you just say, I got 15 minutes, and the horse is like, all right, what do you want to do? And they want to do stuff. It's great, you know. I mean, they'd come up to the. I would hop on them. He says, "Don't do this," but I would hop up on them bareback on a mounting block, and they'd just come over. And you know, I mean, we just laughed. But it also, in a sense, is very serious too. You know, obviously, he doesn't want you to get hurt. You do have to start out online because if you just try to do this Liberty thing and the horse learns that they can leave, they're just going to leave. And if you hear the noise in the background, that's the nibble net. I'm sorry, I'm in the barn. But there was just a little one or two sentences here. When you do Liberty right, you become one with the herd, he writes. And not only do you develop an amazing connection with your horse, but it's one of the most fun things that you'll ever do. The horsemanship journey doesn't end with Liberty right field. It's just the beginning of connection. So basically, it's like it changes the way you feel too. It's just being present with your horse.
And was it? Did you find the book laid out in a good way so that you could follow along and then do the things he said?
Yes. Yeah. The one thing that was a little tricky, and he said, just keep working on it. You know, a lot of times horses are a little heavy on the forehand, and he asks you to, you know, move the forehand over, and it doesn't describe it exactly. So he says, just keep working with it. You know, so. And it's so true because so many people, you know, we can all come to the number 5 in so many different ways. You could say 1 plus 4. You could say 6 minus 1. So we can all move the front end in a different way. So there's no certain rule. Like some, you know, it takes the rules out of the game. You know, he does describe it, but some things like you just say, I keep playing with it. And you do, and then eventually you keep playing with it, and and it happens.
So by relaxing the rules, you have more freedom and comfort.
Yeah, and it's just a foundation. You know, it's a foundation for any horse. I think of it, you know, Jamie with her new Mustang Thor. You know, she said she's just sitting and spending time with them. And sometimes, you know, like, what friend do you want to hang out with? That every time you hang out, they got some kind of agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
You're right.
You know, like, it's, you
and we've
know,
all
like
had
Jennifer,
those friends.
Like you and Jennifer, I mean, you spend time together. Sometimes you just sit and watch movies. So why do we always have to have something to do with our, you know, somewhere to get something to do? So it's it brings the lightness into the relationship, and then it just takes everything to a new level. It's awesome. It's, you know, and you can still ride at liberty, you know, so eventually, and you can ride with her at liberty. It's in a fence. Also, like, some of the things he has around 10, so you might be intimidated by that, but I did it without a round 10 so that it still works, you know.
Well, very good. I'm glad to hear that, because Jonathan, as I said, was one of our favorite guests, and we like Jonathan.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Oh, and then I did. I ended up getting his DVDs, and it's even more exciting in the DVDs, because his whole personality comes out, and he's just fabulous. So definitely DVD series, Liberty recommended, but I didn't want to cheat too much until I didn't want to, like, watch the DVDs and then not absorb the book, you know, kind of cheat. So I didn't watch the DVDs yet, but I watched a little bit.
You know, all right. So out of six flakes in a bale, what would you give it?
Six.
Oh, well,
six.
There we go. We got a six
awesome.
Flaker.
And I don't know if you got my email, but I wanted to pass it on. I read the book. I would want to share it with someone. So if you have the next person in line that was one of the auditors that didn't get chosen to review the book, I would like to pass it on. So if you send me an address,
okay,
I'll pass on. I also got the dog video. Remember last week or so you talked about the dogs in jail?
Yes.
And if you give me another address, I'll send that out to somebody, too, because I got that book, that DVD.
Okay, very good. Well, and we'll put that in the next newsletter out to the auditors. So if one of them wants to get it next, that would be terrific. We got our own little book sharing club here. Well,
yeah.
Jonathan, good job in writing the book. Well, I'll let him know also that you gave it six flakes. I'm sure he'll be happy to hear that. Thank you, Happy Barbie from New Jersey. We appreciate it, and we hope that over the next couple of weeks you see grass.
Yeah, that's more wonderful. I'm supposed to do something on Sunday with some paint association, not that kind of, you know, horse paint, not paint.
All right, thanks, Happy Barbie. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Barbie.
All right, bye. Nice chatting with you guys. Bye. Bye. Thank you.
The Cashel Company is returning this year to support our coverage of Road to the Horse. Cashel Company has grown to include some of the best products on the market for trail riders, one of the fastest growing sectors of horsemanship. They have many different items for use on the trail, such as highline kits, saddlebags, trail saddles, collapsible water pails, tush cushions, easy knees, cozy toes, quiet ride fly protection, leg protection, and on and on. They are ingenious products designed to solve problems commonly found by all horsemen, especially trail riders. They have many "why didn't I think of that" handy solutions for your trail problems. Your trail connection is Cashel Products. You can find Cashel Products at your local tack shop or online at CashelCompany.com. That's CashelCompany.com. Well, you're listening to Horses in the Morning. I'm Glenda Geek here with Jamie Jennings, and Coach Jen is in the producer chair. And speaking of trail riding, we are brought to you, by the way, by Kentucky Performance Products at kppusa.com. Speaking of trail riding, I did you see the picture that our listener, Rachel Rosenthal, posted on our Facebook page just a minute ago?
I have not seen it yet, but I will go look.
Oh, yeah. Go take a look. She said she had an opportunity to cross a horsey bucket item off her list. She got the ride in Red Rock Canyon above Las Vegas. I don't know if you've ever gone up there and hiked, but it's absolutely beautiful, and it would be a great place to go for a ride. It just looks beautiful.
Okay. You just – your first faux pas was asking me if I've hiked there.
That ain't gonna happen.
I apologize.
I would ride though. Thank you. I would ride that, and that's gorgeous. So I would definitely do that ride. Mm-hmm.
It's right above Las Vegas. We went up there and did a hike to the top of that little mountain there, and we had a great time sitting and talking to a guy who was a valet at one of the fancy, I think, a Bellagio. He was a young guy, probably 24 years old, a valet at the Bellagio, making about $150,000 a year being a valet at the Bellagio. And we, I know, it just blew us away. He said, I had to work up. I started one of the crappy hotels, and then you work your way up. And he said, I finally at the Bellagio now. But they would make $50 to $100 tip for parking one car.
Do you valet if you have the choice?
In Vegas, we valet everything because it's usually just the tip. There's no charge to park. You have to, yeah. You don't want
to
park in one of those parking garages and walk the 12 miles to the hotel.
I dated this douchebag who had a really nice car. And you know, there's the free parking and there's valet, and he would choose to go to the valet. And I had a Mercedes. It was a really beautiful sports car. Totally atypical of something. Why I dated him, I don't know. You know, you look back on your life and you're like, what was I thinking? So
yeah.
He would always pull up to the valet and hand him the keys. It's such a douche move. I don't know why I tolerated. He'd go, keep it close. Like, what, are you gonna rob the place and run out and need your car? Like, keep it close. And they're like, yes, sir. Oh, what an idiot. Sorry.
I did ask him if they ever take the really hot cars out for a ride, and he said once. You get to do that once.
And then you get fired.
Yes, exactly. You never get to do it again. So apparently that's just a fantasy thing. But you do get to drive some neat ones, right? Just park them. But,
yeah.
That's what I remember about Red Rock Canyon, was talking to that guy at the top, and it's a beautiful view up there, too. Really cool. Well, I have I have 12 funny racehorse names for you. This was put out by AmericasBestRacing.net before we get to really bad ads here. You want to hear some of these?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Here we go. Here we have some fun ones. How about You're a Nation? You're a Nation.
You're a Nation. Oh.
You're a Nation.
You're a Nation.
Yeah, You're a Nation. Yeah, you have to say, it's all in how you say it. Pants on Fire. Pants on Fire is one. I think that we actually might have heard a race call with that once. I love their explanation for Pants on Fire. Surprisingly, Brian Williams is not affiliated with this one.
We've actually covered Pants on Fire. He was a racehorse that we talked about going towards the Kentucky Derby, I think, 2 years ago. Pants on Fire. He's still running.
Miss C Cup. MISSSEACUP. It was a mare sired out of Sea of Secrets, and the mother is Miss 34D, so they came up with Miss C Cup. I love how they spell it different to get them through, because the Jockey Club won't approve sexual ones. So I love how they're doing the puns here. Yeah, it's pretty good. Spot was one of them. It's amazing that they got Spot. I can't believe Spot wasn't taken, but Spot was one that was last year. That's What She Said. And I think we also heard a race with That's What She Said in it. And it might have been a Larry Comas race or something, but That's What She Said was one. Why Is the Rum Gone? All one word, Why Is the Rum Gone?
That makes me think of Johnny Depp on the island. Why is the rum gone? That's what he kept saying, remember? That must be what
Did you
was.
Hear he got
Why
hurt in the filming of the latest one, the Pirates of the Caribbean movies?
No,
he was I think he was hurt in. He hurt his hand. They actually flew him back to the United States to get surgery. So I don't know what exactly he did, but harass, HARASS, and apparently when it's said really quickly by the track announcer, it does not come out harass.
Harass. Oh,
yes. Steve. Oh, let me see here. Let's see. Oh, Beer Me, B-E-E-R-M-E. It was a gelding.
Wow, that's two from The Office, two references from The Office. Beer Me is from The Office, and so is that. That's What She Said.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. Huh, I never watched The Office. Yep.
Why would you? You're too busy watching the Nerd Show and not missing out on great shows.
Isn't It Good is another one. Or no, it's not that. Let me see. It's did you see the last one? I'm trying to see how you say this one.
I try not to look at lists while you're reading them.
Oh, okay, here we go.
So,
I got it now. I got it spelling. It's Is It In Good? Is It In Good? And their comment was no comment needed or provided. Is It In Good? Apparently got approved. Can you believe that one got approved? Talkie Club. We even had a guest on, remember, talking about how what things they approve and don't approve? Remember we had him on, the guy who decides? Yeah.
Yeah. I like this. You mentioned Steve, and these are names of racehorses: Steve, Becky, Carl, and Sarah. Those are very casual names for a race.
Yeah, very huge names for racehorses. I think my favorite on that one would be because it's such a pun, is Miss Teacup. I think that's just such a pun, or Urination, because that's just good too. I think.
Oh,
I like
my gosh,
one.
These are funny.
There's my bad pun racehorse names of the week. All right, let's do this, because it is that time.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader. Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
It is time for Really Bad Ads this week. And, of course, it's everybody's favorite time of the week when our listeners submit really bad, usually Craigslist ads to us of things for sale in the farm section. And it's usually horses and trailers and things like that. And for that, we give a great prize, and we are sponsored by a terrific company, and that's EquityMFG.com. Tell us about the manure forks, Jamie.
Well, they are manure forks, and they're fantastic. Like you said, I think you named it best when you said that they have a suspension system, and they really help with the flicking. So, and those who clean paddocks and in grass know exactly what that means. And these are great because you can, say you have some tall grass, especially horses will poop in the same spot. And there's really tall grass there, and you think, why don't they eat it? And they've been pooping in it forever, and I don't know. Why do horses not eat those spots of grass? You know what I mean? Like, every once in a while, we'll have to mow spots in our pasture. And the fork actually goes into that deep grass, and you can lift it up, and tines don't break. It's like the detangler of manure forks. It detangles all that grass. And it gets all the poop out of that heavy grass. I don't know how it does it. It's really, it's a big difference. And if you guys want a manure fork that, instead of buying four $20 ones, buy one of these for even less, and you will get your money back out of it because they don't break. And I know I'm not supposed to say they don't break, but my God, I've run over mine with a gator. Edward pulled it into his stall and then stepped on it and didn't handle, and it didn't break. So, you guys, if you want a good manure fork, EquityMFG.com is the place to go. They also have the shaken fork, and they also have what I love is they have the carbon fiber handle on one of them, and it's so light. It's so much lighter than any other manure fork you've ever seen, but it's lighter even than the blue one. It comes, it's like a carbon fiber gray color. And Joseph was kind enough to put my name on it. He actually put my name, it says Jamie on it. And so people always go, when I'm fighting with the kids, I'm like, give me my fork. It has my name on it. I'm sorry, this is like a total, this commercial, I'm bouncing all over the place. But we can't just say enough. We just can't say enough. And if you guys turn in a really bad ad, you are automatically entered into the drawing to win one at the end of the month. And at the end of the year, they're giving away a shaken fork. And you want to talk about saving money on bedding and saving time and energy, a shaken fork is where it's at. So EquityMFG.com, and there you go. I recommend it.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Jamie. Jennifer is going to tell us what the prize is for today's winner.
Today's prize is a box of rocks from Redmond Equine, and that is so much more fantastic than it sounds. Redmond rocks
right.
are the perfect way to satisfy your horse's instinct for natural salt and minerals. More than 60 minerals, just the way nature made them, in a taste that your horse will love. In addition to Redmond Rock and Rock on a Rope, try daily red granulated salt, perfect for adding to feed. Beaker gets that on a regular basis. And also daily gold for digestive health. And First Aid for Horses, fantastic for ooey gooey boo-boos. A natural healing clay for treating open wounds. And they're all mined right here in the good old U.S. of A. by Redmond Equine.
Yeah, we have it last night cooking. I have the human one. It's so good.
Yeah, we use it. We haven't had white salt in our house since Redmond Equine. Since I first knew they had human salt, their version. And all they do is grind it up. It's the same stuff that you give the horses. So it is really good. We haven't gone back. And we need some, by the way, Jennifer, next time we get to the tack shop, we need a couple of rocks for the horses because their outside rocks are about gone. So we need to pick some Redmond rocks up. Well, Janie, it looks like you are first up on the hit parade today.
Okay. What'd you do to me?
I gave you all the long ones today, the really long ones I gave you.
Great, thanks. All right, Edna sent this one in. The title is Many Horses, $500 in Albuquerque. And I've looked at Albuquerque ads before. This one should be good. Oh, gosh. I have many whores for offer you. One. I offer you many hoes for you. And I remember I was driving through Nevada and they had those options. So this could be in Albuquerque too. I have many hoes for offer you. One is Blue Roan. Calm and quite ridden double and good but no trail, alone or with hounds.
That's good to know.
What the hell was that? Okay, and this it just gets better. Two is a Quafter, Brown Mayer. Very sweat older, but can be hot if inhandled. Three. It's a Quafter. Oh, God. This is getting worse. Three is just a white one. Larger genital, but not too big. But has old man syndrome, so chomp beyond horse only. Four is a foal of Quafter. Small, youngish, will be good as grow, not too interesting now.
That's how to sell it.
I want 'em oil, gone by sun, day or at least the end of the mouth. 500 each would take lower if you offer, will take trades, will sell. Separated will trade for anything but animals. Watch, got?
What
the hell? Oh, my gosh. That's a really bad ad. Edna, you're in the running there, sweetie.
It's really bad. I don't know what my favorite part of that is. I think the larger genital, but not too big, is on the list there. And he has old man syndrome, so...
And but do you think maybe that this is written in Russian and they used Facebook Translate and that's like what they came
out
with?
How it would come out, or Spanish and this is how it came out with Facebook Translate. That could be true. That could be true because this is what you would expect. Yeah, that's a really bad ad.
So bad.
There's so many new words in there. We could learn from this ad. There's so many new words. Quafter is a new word. Yes. Nayire, a larger genital is not new. It's just so many new words.
No, I get emails about a larger genital every day in my spam folder, so that is not new.
Every day. Couple
old news.
Jennifer, you get the line of the day there. You win the day.
Yeah, you do.
Gemma sent this one in. Started 2-year-old bay colt. Bought this 1.5-year-old quarter horse colt. Started under saddle, trailers well, still green. But he's supposedly 2 now and still only about 12 hands. I'm 220 pounds, so I ain't getting on him. Have had about 100 pounds on him. He's smart, Hasn't bucked yet. Extremely trusting, willing to please. I just need a bigger horse. I just got the bad end of a pony peddling, I believe.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
He bought this horse. And they told him it was going to be a horse. And he believed it. It's a pony.
I like the use of quotation marks in this. He's bought this quarter horse and supposedly all on quotations. So, yeah, you got the bad end of a pony peddling. But thank God he's not, you know, you see these big old ropers on these, like, 12-hand horses. You feel bad for them. My gosh.
You know,
thank God this guy's smart enough.
You're assuming that because it says 220 pounds, it was a man. It may not be. But man or woman, I highly recommend you bring somebody with you that knows a little about horses and ponies the next time you go shopping. Just saying.
This is a Shetland. No, it's not. It's a quarter.
Gemma, thank you for submitting that. Jean sent in the next one. Name I haven't seen before. Barrel horse trade for car, $4,000. 10-year-old 3D Polonino. Thank you. Sorry, I pronounced that wrong. Let's try it. Start over. 10-year-old 3D Polonino geld. 15.1 hands. Will trade for car or motorcycle. Text what you got. There you go.
Somebody wants to get rid of a horse.
And it's 3D. I always thought most horses were in 3D, but, you know, maybe you have a 2D horse.
I don't get that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This next one's a bit of a long one, but I don't know who sent this one in. That's Jennifer, what is that? Who sent this one in?
That's the name that came with it. That's
Engine J.
I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah.
And if this title doesn't get you to buy, I don't know what will. Here's the title for the horse. Money Pit Horse for Sale. Mare, 8 years old, $1.
Sign me up.
Sign me up. They're all money pits. Okay. Selling a very pretty horse, has a long mane and tail and pretty blue eyes. Stands tall at 16'1". Looks somewhat like something magical out of a fairy tale. But don't let that fool you. She is a bitchy, marish, and will come to you on her terms unless you have a cookie. Will drop her head to be haltered half the time. The other half, you'll need a ladder to reach the top of her head. She is barn sour, buddy sour, won't move on occasion, and requires a twitch. Spurs are useless to get her going. Might need a firecracker in some cases. She'll be going along nice and smooth, and then all of a sudden a leaf will fall from the tree and she'll want to run for the hills, leaving the rider with whiplash. She eats twice as much as the rest of our herd, and she's hard to keep weight on. One week she looks fat, the next week she looks thin. I think she does this to annoy me. She is white in the winter and pearl-like in the summer. But give her a bath and she'll roll in the muddiest area in the pasture and you'll have to bath her all over again. That's all horses. Sensitive skin and eyes, I will include her custom-made full-faced fly mask and halter to send off with her. Doesn't like a girth around her belly and will pin her ears at you and give you a warning nip. Never has actually nipped or kicked, but she sure can make a mean face, unless you have a carrot. Then she makes faces like a camel to con you into giving her the entire bag of carrots in one sitting. And Lord have mercy, don't dare enter the pasture empty-handed without a treat, or she'll show you that it was never about love, only cookies. She'll make a face like, how dare you enter the pasture without bringing me a cookie, pin her ears, and walk off. She likes to be groomed as long as it doesn't.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, wait.
is wheat. As long as it doesn't interfere with any previous plans of grazing that she might have had. We'll load, tie, and stand for the farrier without talking back much, which will lead you to believe that she is an angel. Kids have rode her, and she falls asleep standing. Adults have rode her, and she's afraid of her own shadow. If you want a money pit of a horse that would make an ideal lawn ornament that eats like an elephant but looks pretty, this horse is for you.
Way to sell it.
Oh, my gosh. I'm in.
Do you think she got any calls? Do you think anybody called after this ad?
My gosh, I don't know. I mean, how could you?
Oh, you know, we always talk about the ads you have to read between the lines and how they try and hide the honesty. This one's very honest, and you don't have to read between any lines. It just says it the
Absolutely.
Way it is.
Absolutely.
Very honest ad. God, that was funny. Catherine sent in the following one. Two free Arabs. It's in swim, wherever swim is. I have two Arabs, 1-7 gelding and 1-4 filly. I will have to approve you place, and you must have ref. There will be a minimum fee, and you must not sell. Leave name, number, and location. Very nice horses.
Yeah, you can never sell this horse ever again.
Yeah, ever.
And that's going to hold up in court.
Yes, that's right. And I really don't know anything about the Arabs. 1-7, I don't know if that means he's 1-7 and we can't tell. I have no idea. But
I don't know.
I don't know either. But they're very nice
again,
horses.
Does anybody ever call about ads like that? Does anybody ever call? I guess people do, right?
Well, and I love how she says two free Arabs in the title, and down below it says there will be a minimum fee.
Yeah.
You know, that's not a price. You notice how they say fee. You're going to pay a fee to take my horse.
I love it that there's ads that, like, oh, you know, for sale, puppies, you know, not for, or for adoption, puppies, $250 rehoming fee.
Yes. Fee.
Like, a rehoming fee is a sale price, okay?
Same thing.
Sorry.
Heather sent the following. Oh, the hell is that sticking out the front?
I don't even know what
this is. This is her horse trailer, sort of, I think. Are we looking at it from the front? I guess so. This is a bizarre horse trailer. It says horse trailer, $100. Two horse trailer, needs some TLC and love. That's an understatement. Plywood floor and rubber mats included. Oh, great. Also have horse feeders made from 55-gallon drums. You can have those for free. They're probably in the trailer. And this is one of those where not only has the grass grown up, the shrubs have grown up, the trees have grown up. You can barely see the trailer through all of this. And they just show a picture of the front of the trailer. And out of one of the front windows of the trailer, there is what looks like one of those pipes
an
you
eyeball.
Put on your dryer. Or an eyeball.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's either one. Or an alien eyeball.
Air conditioning vent. It's pipe. I don't know what that is. I don't even know what I'm looking at.
I don't either. Jennifer, you're going to have to post that one. That's going to have to go in Robin's calendar next year because Lord knows
it's only $100. It's only $100.
Yeah. If you can get it out, you have to cut the trees down to get it out.
That's crazy.
Thank you, Heather.
Lindsay sent in this one. Horsed for sale going out of business. $500 in Virginia. Horsed for sale. no punctuation right here. Registered American Indian Jamela Dorado Amira Palomino Mare Arabian and Quarter Horse Indian Breeding.
Well, you said that. That was smooth. Jamela Dorado Amira Palomino
Mare Arabian and Quarter Horse Indian Breeding. Next sentence. Quarter Horse Arabian Mare Bay, 15 hands, very gentle. Throws beautiful foals, must go together, 600. Both Palomino Mare broke, hasn't been ridden in a couple years, and needs experienced rider. Of course. Can put rope around her neck and do anything. With her was bottle some as baby, nickname half pint, only drank half a pint at a time. Also, Hannah, the Arab quarter horse, is sweet, likes women better than men.
What?
That's a terrible ad.
That is a terrible ad. Lindsay, good.
Can I recommend when you're selling two horses, use two paragraphs? That's probably a better bet than trying to combine them all into one, because I have no idea which.
Yeah. Well, two sentences. Because American Indian, Jamela, Dorado, Amira, Palomino, Mare, Arabian, and Quarter Horse Indian breeding is one.
That is epic. That is the longest name for a horse I've ever seen.
Wow, never heard of that.
I gotta look that up. Yeah. Why don't you Google that while I do the next one? Denise, okay. And then very short. This is very short. Mower, $250. Mower without blades. Runs good. Needs a new starter. And probably some blades.
So if it doesn't start, how do they know it runs good? Really?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's a good
point. And if it's got blades, it's not a mower. What they're selling is a piece of scrap metal is really what they're selling. Scrap metal, $250.
Did you find the Jamela, Dorado, Amira, Palomino?
You know what? When you Google something, you know how like a billion results come up?
Mm-hmm.
The only result that came up was this ad.
That's because there is no such thing.
We ran out of Google. American Indian Jamela Dorado Amira Palomino has broken Google. Okay, sorry.
No such thing. All right, Uta sent in the next one. Uta always has good ones, too.
All right, hold on. I got to get back to that page. Sorry, I'm still stuck on Google. Is frozen. It's like we don't understand what just happened. Can't compute. Uda sent in this one. Nice, well broke gelding, $1,500. Sounds good. Hi, I have a terrific 14-hand Fleabit gelding who needs a new home fast. He is in his mid-teens and has done some 4-H, great trail horse, neck reins, backs, always in the ribbons, in the walk, trot, and halter class with the kids. Well, and that's the problem. My kids are grown and have found other interests, namely boys. He needs a new family to love. Ain't that the truth? I lose more students to 15-year-old boys. I love him very much, but he's not getting ridden by us, and I can't keep dragging the neighbor kids to the barn for free every weekend just to exercise him and take care of him. I paid $1,500 for him last spring when I thought my daughter wanted a nice horse. Then she discovered boys, and I'm stuck with a really cute, well-behaved horse that nobody rides. Please call, text, or PM me if you'd like to come try him out. I am very open to offers and could probably even send his saddle, pad, and blingy bridle to his new home with him. I'd like to sell him really fast. So I guess you could say I'm a motivated seller, especially with this sub-zero weather, $1,500. So ain't that the truth? You know, my dad said, well, she'll outgrow horses. She'll outgrow them. Uh-huh, suck it, Dad. I'm old now. Still happy.
But if you read between the lines in that last sentence, says it all. I want him out of here really fast because I'm the one feeding him. That's what that also says. She has also stopped feeding him. And I'm the one that has to go out there in the sub-zero and feed this horse that I bought for my sweet daughter who now just likes boys. I wonder, boy, this is a case of so many, isn't it?
I have a question, though, to moms out there. Say you buy your kid a horse. And, you know, I understand buying a 14-year-old girl a horse because it teaches them a lot of responsibility and a lot of, it makes them better women, I think, you know, when they have something to love and take care of and give them pride and all this. And then say that a year later they decide they don't want to do it. Can't you make them? Like, hey, get in the car. We're going to the barn. And they're like, no, I'm going to go to the mall with Susie because the Brian is there and he's like totally cute and I'm going to hang out with him. And no, you're not. Get in the car. You're going to the barn to ride your horse that you made me buy a year ago. Can't you make them? Am I lying to myself as a parent?
You're going to find out that very question in about 10 years, Jamie.
Yeah, you're gonna have some learning to do, I think.
I don't have a girl, though. I don't have a girl. I know we have listeners with girls. I'm just curious to know. Can't you just make them?
Boys change their minds, and boys meet girls, too. So just saying, I grew up in a family with three boys, and we must have had 25 sports and all started with girlfriends about 16. So there you go. Just saying.
That's true.
You're going to have that.
Get in the damn car. We're going to the barn. That's it. You don't
until you ride your horse. See, that's I'm hard at. We roll.
Now, that'll mean something to a boy. The don't eat part does. That does mean something to us. That's how
Put
you can get us every
son.
Single time.
Going to the bar.
Alexis sent in the last one today. I love this one. Date listed March 10th, 2015. Price $1 million. That's right, $1 million. The address is in Ontario, so the Canadians have a sense of humor, too. Up for sale is my wife's horse. I do realize the asking price is a bit high. This is necessary since I will have to spend the rest of my life running and looking over my shoulder when she finds out that I've sold her horse. It's an awesome horse and worth every penny, but we must be very careful and keep this transaction very secretive because hell has no fury compared to what my wife will do if she finds out about this.
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
By the way, if I sold Beaker for $1 million, Jennifer would not be unhappy with me. I think she'd miss her horse very much, but she'd be very comfortable with the $1 million, I think.
Yeah.
Because then I'd have to go back and buy him back for $1,000,001.
Oh, geez, I can't even sell Beaker for $1 million. Oh, well. So anyway, that is our really bad ads for today. We had some really good ones. Let's see here. Who do you like?
Oh, my gosh. I loved Edna's. That was with the whores for sale. And, Engine J was really great.
That was the easy one that was so honest. We ought to give them an award just for having the most honest ad ever.
Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds like a good one.
So whoever Jay is, they win the award because that was the money pit for sale. Mayor 8 Year. We got a lot of play out of that one. That was pretty good. So we'll get to that one. Money pit. And everybody, of course, everybody is, and including Edna, is included in the raffle for the drawing at the end of the month for the Shaken Fork, or for the Flexin' Fork from EquityMFG.com. And they're all put in the, all the way through the year, everybody's put in the pot for to win the possibility of winning the Shaken Fork at the end of the year. So take a look for that. Thank you, everybody, for submitting ads. You can send them to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. You see how easy it is to find these. You don't have to look very hard. 10 minutes, and you'll come up with 3. So send them to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. Put really bad ads in the subject line and copy and paste the entire email into the email. I'm tired. It's Friday.
I don't know. I like Lindsay's, too, with the Jamela, American Indian Jamela Dorado near that Palomino. That's a good one, too.
That's true. There's
God,
so many.
I don't know. There's too many good ones today. All right. Already said that.
Keep submitting. You have a chance of winning again next week. We'll be back on Monday. We'll find out how Jamie made out meeting Monty and Debbie and there at that event. So that should be a lot of fun. We'll hear all about how healthy and happy Monty is at the age of 79 out there working with wacko horses still. So I'm excited to hear about that. That should be a lot of fun.
I was surprised that I wasn't asked to provide crazy horses for this event because I've got plenty. I've got plenty. If you guys need some more horses to work with, just let me know. I'll hook up the trailer tomorrow.
Apparently there are other crazy horses also in Arizona, so you're not alone, apparently.
Well, there's the Jamela Amigo American Indian Dorado, Amira Palominos are crazy, so maybe that'll be there.
Well, thank you, everybody. Have a terrific weekend. Enjoy yourself. Wear your helmets, and we'll talk to you again on Monday.
Sounds good. Everybody have a great weekend. Spay, neuter, geld. Do what you gotta do. Controlled subpopulation. Get your horse and sheep cleaned. I'll sing to you if you do it.